All right, guys, it's Tim from Capes and Scales Podcast, and with me today is Todd Emco. Todd, I met you a billion years ago, and you have been tirelessly doing the con circuit. You must love it.
Oh, yes. You know, we met at least 5 years ago at Asbury Comic Con when we had one single issue, just the first issue of Piggy's comic. Piggy didn't actually even travel with me back then because I like took the bus or however it took to go to these conventions and stuff. And a lot's happened since then. We now have a graphic novel. We have a whole bunch of other merchandise. Still, our original illustrator and co-writer, Ethan Young, stuck with us the whole time. He is now a graphic novelist at Dark Horse Comics. He won the Rubin Award 2 years ago for Best Graphic Novelist of the Year. But even then, he always, whenever there's a new issue of Piggy to come out, he puts aside his studio work and he says, like, I'm just going to do this. And he says, do not give me a single cent of the sales of the proceeds. Let it all go to benefit the children and the animals. Because still to this day, with the graphic novel, his plush toys, everything, 100% of everything we make at his comic booth goes into his programs. So all of it goes to saving injured animals around the world and teaching kids who are at risk, both here and abroad. So when we first met, Piggy was first starting to visit schools for children who had autism and other special needs. And word started to spread. He was actually on the Today Show just a few weeks ago. And since then, like CNBC and NBC Kids. And so like a lot more institutions in the past 5 years have been asking for his help. Now he specializes. He works with a lot of children's hospitals and schools for special needs kids. Now he specializes in working with children who have had severe traumas and are going through long-term therapy for terrible things happening in their lives, and they relate so well to him because they say, obviously, something's happened to you, and if you've been through all of this therapy and you've been through what we've been doing and you can come out of it so happy, maybe we can try harder too. And so he, like, you know, when he goes to visit these schools, like we transporting him there are transformed by like the change in these kids who are, you know, like the BBC followed us once to a school in Albany where the kids have been doing his program for a couple years now, and the BBC said, we never interview kids, we never take audio from kids because it's hard enough to get any sound bites from them, but when it's special needs kids, it's even harder to get like an interview, so we just don't. But these kids were telling them things like, you know, we thought that this therapy was going to be too hard, but since he's doing this with us and he's happy, then maybe we can come out of this happy too, so we're going to try harder in school now. And it blew them away, and it was one of the first times that they actually started interviewing kids for this type of thing, because that's the inspirational power of Doggo.
You are the most awesome person pretty much ever. So if, like, I have a daughter who has autism, and I know she loves dogs. She's a little rough with my dog sometimes, but if a school wanted to contact you in regards to having Piggy out to the different school or institute or wherever, how would they go about doing that?
So we have a website, piggytale.com. That's P-I-G-G-Y. TALE.com, and that's where you can see all of his social media. That's where you can contact him several different ways, and that's where a lot of people have contacted us about bringing him to their school or library or hospital, and he will do anything that he is needed to do.
That is so great. I'm so excited that I finally got to pet the dog. Every time I've come to say hi to you, the dog was doing something else, so I am thrilled. I'm going to pet this dog more. Anything else you want to plug? Any other cool things you want to talk about before we go?
Oh, yeah. So actually, in the last 5 years, not just stuff here in the U.S., but his program is blooming abroad everywhere. So we're all over Latin America and Southeast Asia, and we're propping up all over, like, new countries every year. And actually, we've been rebuilding schools and hospitals. Well, we've been rebuilding schools, and we've been rebuilding infrastructure to help people get by in places like Puerto Rico, where the hurricane's been wiping out everything. And so we're actually rebuilding the wildlife reserve through the rebuilding the schools, and the children there are learning life sciences through these schools that we're building to go into the wildlife reserve and rehabilitate and restore the reserve in order to learn about how to take care of their future. And so Piggy's face is now all over the walls of the school. He's all over the walls of the wildlife reserve. And so now if you go around the world where people are rebuilding communities, you might see Piggy's face.
That's so good. Well, I thank you for your time, and I will say I have never forgotten you all these years later, and I make sure at my store I keep a copy of Piggy's Tale in stock at all times. So there you go, people. It pays to be a nice person. Thank you.
Thank you.